Zoo Story, Life in the Garden of Captives, by Thomas French. Narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2010 by Thomas French. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas French, care of Distel and Godrich Literary Management, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The New World. 11 elephants, one plane, hurtling together across the sky. The scene sounds like a dream conjured by Dolly, and yet there it was playing out high above the Atlantic. Inside the belly of a Boeing 747, 11 young elephants were several hours into a marathon flight from South Africa to the United States. Nothing could have prepared them for what they were experiencing. These were not circus animals accustomed to captivity. All of these elephants were wild, extracted at great expense and through staggering logistics from their herds inside game reserves in Swaziland. All were headed for zoos in San Diego and Tampa. The date was August 21, 2003, a Thursday morning that stretched on and on. The elephants were confined in 11 metal crates inside the semi-darkness of the freighter jet's cavernous hold. Before they were loaded into the plane, they had been sedated. Now, they were woozy and not particularly hungry. Some lay on their sides, slumbering. A few stood and snaked their trunks toward a human who moved up and down the line of crates, replenishing their water, murmuring reassurance. "Calm down," Mick Riley told them. "It's not so bad." Mick was 32, with light brown hair and the permanent tan of someone who has grown up in the African bush. As usual, he was clad in his safari khakis and an air of quiet self-assurance.